The Bullock County Board of Commissioners heard a wide-ranging presentation on the future of solid waste services and approved a property tax relief, floating local option sales tax, FLOST, referendum agreement during their August 19, 2025 meeting at the North Main Annex. Property tax relief FLOST referendum moves forward. Commissioners unanimously approved an intergovernmental agreement with Statesboro, Brooklet, Portal, and register to hold a FLOST referendum on the November 4, 2025 ballot. The property tax relief measure would add a 1% floating local option sales tax beginning in January 2026 for a five-year term. Revenue from the tax would be used exclusively for property tax relief, offsetting rising service costs without shifting the burden entirely to millage rates. Chairman David Bennett called it a critical tool for providing taxpayers with relief while maintaining service funding. Chairman Bennett went on to say that if approved, would create a 1% sales tax dedicated to property tax relief starting in 2026. He said $15 million in revenue could reduce property taxes by about 5 mils. Solid waste system overhaul proposed Sam Sullivan, municipal marketing manager for All Green Services, and Ben Wall, president of Atlantic Waste Services, presented on solid waste operations and possible cost-saving measures. Sullivan gave background on the companies. All Green was founded in Bullock County in 2007, expanded across 26 cities and counties, and was sold to Atlantic Waste in 2020. Together, the companies now employ 245 people, service 41 jurisdictions, and provide weekly residential service to 130,000 households. All Green also has long-standing ties to Georgia Southern University and has assisted the county with storm debris disposal. The presentation focused on three areas: transfer station expansion. The Statesboro Transfer Station, built in 1999, has not been expanded despite a 30% increase in volume since 2022, from 60,000 tons to 78,000 tons. Sullivan proposed using the adjacent former county recycling building, which could double capacity with $300,000 in renovations. By separating municipal solid waste, MSW, from construction and demolition, C&D, debris, the county could divert 25% of tonnage to a closer, cheaper landfill in Jenkins County, potentially saving $140,000 per year. Beyond cost, presenters emphasized safety improvements, as the current transfer station is overcrowded and has seen accidents. Convenience centers. Bullock County operates 21 open, unsupervised centers costing $3.4 million annually for collection, plus $1.3 million for disposal, with additional SPLOST funds for trucks and equipment. Sullivan noted issues such as illegal dumping, scavenging, and commercial misuse, citing 412 tons of tires disposed in 2024 at a cost of $253 per ton. He recommended reducing the number of sites and/or limiting hours, noting that most other counties have manned sites with set hours. Alternatives include privatization of collection services, which Sullivan argued could save money and reduce county responsibilities. Curbside service option. All Green already serves 40% of Bullock County households with curbside pickup. Sullivan explained that expanding curbside service could reduce dependence on convenience centers, though bulk and yard debris sites would still be needed. He highlighted a statewide trend away from open dump sites toward curbside service. Next steps. Commissioners agreed the current system is not sustainable and voted to move forward by forming an informal working group. The group will study options for transfer station expansion, restructuring or reducing convenience centers, and exploring privatization and expanded curbside pickup. The goal is to improve safety, manage rapid population growth, and ultimately save taxpayer money. Working group to explore options. Commissioners agreed the county's solid waste system cannot continue as it is. Instead of forming a formal committee, which would trigger state open meetings requirements, they decided to create an informal working group to study possible changes. The group will look at expanding the transfer station to handle more waste and separate construction debris, cutting back or restructuring the 21 convenience centers, possibly limiting hours and staffing sites, exploring privatization and expanding curbside service as the county continues to grow, Chairman David Bennett said growth of about 1,000 new residents each year makes finding a long-term solution urgent. Other commissioners agreed the goal is to improve safety, reduce costs, and ease the burden on taxpayers. Tax Increase Hearing 1. The session began with the first of three public hearings on a proposed 6.5% property tax increase, which would raise the county millage rate to 11.350, an increase of 0.693 mils over the rollback rate. Melissa Gonzalez, the first speaker, said she opposed the hike, arguing that reassessments had unfairly raised the taxable value of her modest single-wide mobile home from $30,000 to $136,000. On a fixed disability income, she said, higher taxes would mean choosing between essentials. Cassandra Mickle followed, urging commissioners to do what is right and reject the increase, saying voters had already voiced their displeasure in past elections. She pointed to growth in the tax digest and the possibility of a future floating local option sales tax, FLOST, as alternatives. Marcus Toole closed the tax hearing by acknowledging he dislikes higher taxes but accepts them as necessary for the county to provide services. Chairman David Bennett reminded the public that the next hearings will be held August 21 and August 26. Public comments. Brooklet resident Keith Hamilton praised county officials for improvements to fire service that lowered his family's insurance costs by more than half. He called the county's tax plan reasonable and responsible, compared to nearby counties. Hamilton also questioned why Bullock's educational local option sales tax, ELOST, flows entirely to education. Bennett explained that decades ago, local governments agreed to disagree and gave all proceeds to the school system. Attorney Jeff Akins added that the arrangement is locked in by a local constitutional amendment. Bennett pointed to the upcoming FLOST referendum on November 4, which, if approved, would create a 1% sales tax dedicated to property tax relief starting in 2026. He said $15 million in revenue could reduce property taxes by about 5 mils. During public comments, attorney Jim Durham spoke on behalf of Clay Connor and his company, Sand Creek Land Construction, following social media allegations of improper dealings with Bullock County. Durham told commissioners he had reviewed the firm's invoices and records and found nothing improper. He added that the Georgia Bureau of Investigation had informed him the matter was closed. Chairman David Bennett said he understood why residents had questions but emphasized, a man is innocent until he's proven guilty. GC contacted the GBI after the meeting for an update. According to Sarah Liu, Director of Public and Governmental Affairs for the GBI, this case remains open and pending a prosecutorial decision by the Prosecuting Attorney's Council of Georgia, PAC. GC will continue following this investigation and provide updates as they become available. Commissioner comments. During the comment period, Commissioner Nick Newkirk questioned Planning and Development Director James Pope about the process for revising the county's 2045 growth map. Pope explained that a minor change could be handled like a zoning amendment, while broader revisions would require a full update with public hearings and state approval. Newkirk also announced that he will not be able to attend the upcoming tax hearing later this week due to a prior commitment in Brooklet. Commissioner Toby Connor added a personal anecdote following public concerns about taxes. He recounted how he got his truck stuck in a ditch after trying to pass a fire truck on Arcola Road, using the story to highlight the importance of patience in both daily life and government decisions. Staff report. Road closure updates. County Engineer Ron Nelson provided a series of road project updates, beginning with good news. Neville's Denmark Road reopened to traffic on August 18, 2025, after being closed for 377 days. The project, completed by Reeves Construction with design work by Kimley Horn, finished ahead of schedule with a new triple box culvert. Nelson also gave updates on several other projects. Cypress Lake Road Bridge, the project remains on schedule. 30% design plans are expected by mid-September, with geotechnical work beginning the same month. Final plans are anticipated in early 2026, with contractor procurement in April and a projected reopening in August 2027 following a 15-month construction period. Lakeview Road Improvements. The Georgia Department of Transportation awarded a project to McClendon Enterprises to add 7.56 miles of paved shoulders, new striping, signage, and grass restoration from the Statesboro city limits to Old River Road. Work is expected to begin August 25, 2025. Country Club Road, FEMA has approved $891,000 in funding for repairs. Final design plans are expected by February 2026, with construction beginning later that spring. The road is anticipated to reopen in September 2026. GW Oliver Road, FEMA is still reviewing hydraulic and hydrology reports. The project carries an estimated cost of $2.3 million for a 150-foot, 33-foot-wide multi-span bridge. Design and permitting should be complete by April 2026, with construction starting that summer. Like Cypress Lake, the road is projected to reopen in August 2027. Nelson credited the county's engineering partners for keeping projects on track and said the updates demonstrate steady progress in addressing storm-damaged and high-traffic roads across the county. Board of Commissioners Agenda Packet Full Meeting Coverage I. Call to Order, Welcome Media and Visitors E. Invocation and Pledge E. Roll Call IV. Approval of General Agenda V. Public Hearing. Proposed Property Tax Increase Public Hearing. Proposed Property Tax Increase. One of three scheduled tax hearings to discuss a proposed increase in property taxes by 6.50%. The tentative increase will result in a millage rate of 11.350, an increase of 0.693 mils over the rollback rate. Public Comments. Audience. The first speaker at the tax increase hearing was Melissa Gonzalez, who said she opposed the proposed increase. Gonzalez explained that as a resident on a fixed income, she cannot afford higher taxes, noting that her disability payments do not rise even as her mortgage obligations do. She also criticized the county's property assessment process, saying nearby home sales have unfairly inflated the assessed value of her modest residence. I have a $30,000 single wide that's now worth $136,000, Gonzalez said, questioning how such a jump could be justified. She added that the increase forces her to choose between essential expenses and compared it to robbing Peter to pay Paul. Gonzalez emphasized her preference for rural living and preserving farmland, saying she does not want to see her community overtaken by subdivisions. She also pointed to inflation, such as the rising cost of basic groceries, as a reason many residents cannot afford additional taxes. I just can't afford it, and I know I'm not the only person, she told commissioners, urging them to figure out another way, rather than keep taxing the people of Bullock County. The second speaker, Cassandra Mickle, strongly urged commissioners to reject the proposed tax increase, saying voters had already made their voices clear in recent elections. The citizens spoke loudly and overwhelmingly during the last election. They sent a mandate that has continued to be ignored, Mickle said. She argued that raising taxes was not about making tough decisions, but about failing to operate within the existing taxpayer-funded budget. Mickle accused the commission of becoming numb to budgets and disregarding citizen input. The more you ignore them, the louder their voices will get in elections, she warned. She stressed that approving a tax increase would confirm the fears of many residents that commissioners had already made up their minds and were disregarding the will of the people. Mickle also shared that community members regularly thank her in public places for speaking up and encouraged commissioners to find alternatives, pointing to growth in the tax digest and a potential future FLOST, floating local option sales tax, as ways to balance revenues. Please do what is right, she said. You have the tools to make it through this fiscal year without a tax increase. We will be the voice for the voiceless. Lastly, Marcus Toole stepped to the podium and stated that he didn't love the fact that taxes would be raised again, but understands why they are. He talked about how he struggles with his budget now, and he will continue to struggle with it because he will do what he has to do, so that the county can do what they have to do as well. Chairman Bennett then reminded everyone that the next tax hearing will be on August 21st, and the last one on August 26th. V. Presentation. All Green Services, Division of Atlantic Waste Services, Inc. Sam Sullivan, Municipal Marketing Manager for All Green Services, and Ben Wall Jr., President of Atlantic Waste Services, presented on solid waste operations and possible cost-saving measures. Sullivan gave background on the companies. All Green was founded in Bullock County in 2007, expanded across 26 cities and counties, and was sold to Atlantic Waste in 2020. Together, the companies now employ 245 people, service 41 jurisdictions, and provide weekly residential service to 130,000 households. All Green also has long-standing ties to Georgia Southern University and has assisted the county with storm debris disposal. The presentation focused on three areas: transfer station expansion. The Statesboro Transfer Station, built in 1999, has not been expanded despite a 30% increase in volume since 2022, from approximately 60,000 tons to approximately 78,000 tons. Sullivan proposed using the adjacent former county recycling building, which could double capacity with $300,000 in renovations. By separating municipal solid waste, MSW, from construction and demolition, C&D, debris, the county could divert approximately 25% of tonnage to a closer, cheaper landfill in Jenkins County, potentially saving $140,000 per year. Beyond cost, presenters emphasized safety improvements, as the current transfer station is overcrowded and has seen accidents. Convenience centers. Bullock County operates 21 open, unsupervised centers costing $3.4 million annually for collection, plus $1.3 million for disposal, with additional SPLOST funds for trucks and equipment. Sullivan noted issues such as illegal dumping, scavenging, and commercial misuse, citing 412 tons of tires disposed in 2024 at a cost of $253 per ton. He recommended reducing the number of sites and/or limiting hours, noting that most other counties have manned sites with set hours. Alternatives include privatization of collection services, which Sullivan argued could save money and reduce county responsibilities. Curbside service option. All Green already serves approximately 40% of Bullock County households with curbside pickup. Sullivan explained that expanding curbside service could reduce dependence on convenience centers, though bulk and yard debris sites would still be needed. He highlighted a statewide trend away from open dump sites toward curbside service. Next steps. Commissioners agreed the current system is not sustainable and voted to move forward by forming an informal working group. The group will study options for transfer station expansion, restructuring or reducing convenience centers, and exploring privatization and expanded curbside pickup. The goal is to improve safety, manage rapid population growth, and ultimately save taxpayer money. Working group to explore options. Commissioners agreed the county's solid waste system cannot continue as it is. Instead of forming a formal committee, which would trigger state open meetings requirements, they decided to create an informal working group to study possible changes. The group will look at expanding the transfer station to handle more waste and separate construction debris, cutting back or restructuring the 21 convenience centers, possibly limiting hours and staffing sites, exploring privatization and expanding curbside service as the county continues to grow. Chairman David Bennett said growth of about 1,000 new residents each year makes finding a long-term solution urgent. Other commissioners agreed the goal is to improve safety, reduce costs, and ease the burden on taxpayers. 7. Public comments. Keith Hamilton, of Arcola Road in Brooklet, opened his remarks by commending county officials and public safety leaders, including Fire Chief Ben Tapley and EMS Director Brian Hendricks, for their work on the county's fire protection plan. He said the improvements had a direct impact on residents in his area. Hamilton explained that after a recent insurance audit, his family's ISO rating dropped from a 10 to a 4, cutting his homeowner's insurance costs by more than half. He noted that the same savings applied to his mother's home and his son and daughter-in-law's home nearby. "I commend you for that," he said, adding that the changes have saved his household thousands of dollars in combined taxes and insurance costs. Hamilton also voiced support for the commission's proposed tax plan. "I think it's reasonable and responsible," he said, acknowledging that tax increases are inevitable as population growth continues. He praised commissioners for keeping the proposed hike lower than surrounding counties, pointing out that one nearby county is considering a 49% increase. he closed by raising two questions about sales tax revenue. Hamilton noted that Bullock County's 8% sales tax is divided among the state, transportation, SPLOST, and the school system, with none going to the county's general operating budget. He asked commissioners to explain how that arrangement came about and whether there are options to revise it in the future. Chairman David Bennett responded to Keith Hamilton's questions about why Bullock County's Education Local Option Sales Tax, ELOST, goes entirely to the school system. He explained that when the tax was first created, the county and its municipalities could not agree on how to divide the money. They all agreed to disagree and said, "We're going to give this money to education," Bennett said. County Attorney Jeff Akins added that the arrangement was cemented through a local constitutional amendment, which is no longer allowed under the current state constitution. "Because the provision was continued decades ago," he said, "there's really nothing we can do to change it at this point." Bennett then turned to the county's current efforts to create new tax relief through House Bill 581, which authorizes a floating local option sales tax, FLOST. He explained that Bullock County did not opt out of the law and is now preparing to place a referendum on the November ballot for an additional 1% sales tax dedicated to property tax relief. If approved, the tax would begin collections in January 2026 and be held until July 2027, when the revenue could be applied directly against property taxes. The funds would be distributed among the county and its cities, with any interest earned also divided. That money goes to the general fund and offsets what you would pay in property taxes, dollar for dollar, Bennett said. As an example, he explained that if $15 million were collected, it would represent about a 5 mil reduction in county property taxes, though the exact figure would be recalculated each year based on revenue. Bennett noted that Bullock County is one of only 8 counties in Georgia where the original ELOST goes entirely to education, but emphasized that FLOST gives local governments a new tool to reduce property tax burdens. Attorney Jim Durham addressed commissioners on behalf of Clay Connor, brother of Commissioner Toby Connor, and his company, Sand Creek Land Construction, following recent public criticism and social media posts linking the firm to county contracts and a GBI investigation. Durham introduced himself as a former federal prosecutor with 15 years of experience handling fraud and public corruption cases, including high-profile prosecutions in Savannah and Augusta. "I know public corruption, and I know fraud," he told commissioners, "and the allegations that have been made against Clay and his company are as far from that as you could possibly imagine." Durham said he typically does not take on this kind of work, but became involved because he felt Connor had been treated unfairly. He noted that the social media post in question claimed there were citizen concerns about contracts being awarded to Sand Creek without other bidders and repeated mentions of the company in a GBI investigation. Durham said he personally reviewed every scrap of paper, every invoice, every ticket related to Sand Creek's work and found that the company was simply providing an excellent service to Bullock County. He added that Connor voluntarily met with GBI agents and shared all relevant documentation. According to Durham, when he contacted the investigating agent after the social media post appeared, the agent told him, "From my perspective, this case is closed." Durham closed by stressing that his remarks were not intended to create conflict with the commission, but to make sure the public understood that Sand Creek Land Construction is providing a valued service to the citizens of Bullock County. Chairman David Bennett addressed the public concern directly. He said he had received calls about the issue in recent days but emphasized the principle of due process. "Last time I looked, we were still in the United States of America, and a man is innocent until he's proven guilty," Bennett said. He acknowledged that people may have personal opinions or disagreements but stressed that fairness requires withholding judgment until facts are established. "With things like this, when you're saying, 'Oh, there's an investigation ongoing,' yeah, there might be. But the fact we need to look at is a man is innocent until he's proven guilty," Bennett added. Approved 8. Consent agenda, moving number 5, 7, 8.1 minutes approval. Tuesday, August 5, 2025, 5:30 p.m. 8.2 Approve Executive Session Minutes of August 5, 20,258.3 approve a resolution to establish a special streetlight district for Cornerstone Point Subdivision. The developers of Cornerstone Point Subdivision have requested the creation of a special streetlight district for this subdivision. This special streetlight district was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission on June 17, 2025, and the commissioners need to approve the presented resolution to actually create the streetlight district. Approval is recommended. 8.4 Approve the appointment of Matthew Lovett to the Planning and Zoning Commission, term, August 19, 2025 to December 31, 2025. 8.5 Approve the purchase of 2 ambulances from 10-8 Fire and Safety Equipment in the amount of $634,910 for fiscal year 2026. Bullock County EMS was authorized to purchase 2 ambulances. An RFP was sent to 10 vendors with 2 responses received. The low bid was by 10-8 Fire and Safety Equipment in the amount of $634,910. $634,910. We request approval by the board to proceed forward with the purchase. 8.6 Approve special event permit for FIMU Georgia Southern Chapter to host a nonprofit event at Ogeechee Technical College, 20 Joe Kennedy Boulevard, September 19, 2025, 7 o'clock to 10 p.m. 8.7 Approve the purchase of 2 roll-offs via a Sourcewell contract from Sansom Equipment Company in the amount of $438,824, SPLOST funds. Staff recommends and requests the consideration of a motion to award the purchase to Sansom Equipment Company for purchase of 2 2025-26 new Freightliner 114SD chassis with PAC-MAC 60K roll-off hoist unit in the amount of $219,412 each. Sourcewell quote hash SECQ8933 and SECQ8963 contract pricing. Total cost for requested items $438,824. These items will be purchased with funds from SPLOST. 8.8 Approve a yearly service and support contract for E911 radio system with Motorola in the amount of $195,907. 8.9 Approve an intergovernmental agreement for animal control and municipal court services with the Town of Register. Bullock County has provided animal control services for the Town of Register for a number of years pursuant to an intergovernmental agreement and in accordance with the service delivery agreement. The attached agreement continues this arrangement on the same terms and conditions but has been updated to reflect Register's adoption of a new animal control ordinance and the provision of municipal court services by the magistrate judge. 8.10 Approve a grant application process for awarding opioid settlement grants to nonprofit organizations providing treatment, prevention, or recovery services in Bullock County. The state of Georgia is receiving funding from several national settlements with drug makers accused of contributing to the opioid crisis. Georgia was one of several states to join the settlements, and a portion of these funds have been distributed to local governments. These funds must be used for opioid addiction treatment, prevention, and/or recovery services. Expenses must fall into one of the following approved purposes categories defined by the national settlement: prevention efforts, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery services. Staff would like to offer a portion of these funds to local nonprofits that provide these services that fall under the approved purposes through a grant application process. Eligible nonprofits will submit the attached application along with a list of required supporting documentation. The applications will be made available starting September 15 and will be due back by November 3. Grant awards will be announced by December 5, 2025. 8.11 Approve a lease and fixed base operator agreement with Low Country Flight Company, LLC and Christian Rushing. Low Country Flight Company, LLC and Christian Rushing have presented a proposal to the Airport Committee to provide flight school services at the airport as a fixed base operator. The Airport Committee has recommended approval. Approval of the presented lease and fixed base operator agreement is recommended. 8.12 Approve the reappointment of Nikita Robinson and Janine Brown to the Library Board, term, July 1, 2025 to June 30, 2028. And the appointment of Christine Yeager Rushton, term, July 1, 2025 to June 30, 2028. As a provider of funds for the Statesboro Regional Library, the state of Georgia requires that the Board of Commissioners nominate 7 citizens to serve on the library board. Members serve a 3-year term and can serve no more than 2 consecutive terms, or 6 years total. The nomination listed herein are for final approval. 8.13 Approve the appointment of Commissioner Ray Mosley to the Statesboro Bullock County Airport Committee, term, July 1, 2025 to June 30, 2031. The Statesboro Bullock County Airport Committee is a joint committee with the City of Statesboro and Bullock County to assist with airport policies, procedures, and operation. Appointed members will each serve a 6-year term. 8.14 Approve the appointment of Lorna G. Deloach and Catherine Tootle to the Region 5 Georgia DBHDD Advisory Council for 3-year terms. This regional board represents 34 counties in the southeast area of Georgia. Board members serve as advocates for consumers of mental health, developmental disabilities, and addictive diseases services and their families. Regional Planning Board members, in partnership with the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities and regional offices, are charged with planning service delivery systems that focus on a core set of consumer-oriented, community-based values and principles that provide efficient delivery of compassionate, innovative, and accountable services to individuals, families, and consumers with mental illness, addictive disease, or developmental disability challenges. Appointments are for a term of 3 years with the option to serve 1 additional term. X. New business, Connor recused himself from item 1, 2, 3. Approved 9.1 Approve a bid submitted by Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC for a dump truck rental contract. Staff recommends and request approval of the sealed bid submitted by Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC. For dump truck rental contract. On July 31, 2025, at the bid opening meeting, we did receive 1 sealed bid package marked dump truck rental. This package was opened and reviewed by purchasing manager and was determined to be complete. The bid was from Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC. The Board of Commissioners reviewed and unanimously approved a contract for dump truck rental services submitted by Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC. Background. Public Works requested help from the county's purchasing office to solicit sealed bids for a dump truck rental contract. The bid was advertised in July, sent to nearly 300 potential vendors, and ran in the local paper. Despite the wide distribution, only 1 complete bid was received by the July 31st deadline, from Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC. Contract terms. $105 per hour, per unit, with an 8-hour minimum plus 1-hour ride time. Sand Creek will provide tandem dump trucks with operators, on an as-needed basis, for county projects. 1-year term, renewable annually for up to 4 additional years, each renewal must be brought back to the Commission. Discussion. Commissioner Nick Newkirk raised concerns about relying on a single contractor, asking whether backup options could be added. Public Works Director Dink Butler explained that since only 1 bid was submitted, no additional companies could be formally included in the contract. However, Sand Creek has a history of subcontracting with other truck operators when needed, such as during storm recovery efforts. Butler emphasized that during emergencies, the county learned it was often more economical to rent trucks for hauling large volumes of materials, like rock, from quarries under state contract pricing. He noted this approach gave the county faster access to critical supplies and avoided delays seen during past storms. County Manager Randy Tillman added that setting up the contract in advance ensures transparency and preparedness, rather than scrambling under emergency declarations. He stressed that the county followed all proper purchasing policies during previous storm responses, despite public criticism. In the end, commissioners agreed the contract would strengthen the county's ability to respond quickly and cost-effectively to both routine needs and emergency situations. Approved 9.2 Approve a bid submitted by Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC for a long-haul tractor-trailer rental contract. On July 31, 2025, at the bid opening meeting, we did receive one sealed bid package marked long-haul tractor trailer rental. This package was opened and reviewed by purchasing manager and was determined to be complete. The bid was from Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC. Approved 9.3 Approve a bid submitted by Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC for a long-haul tractor trailer, specialty load, trailer, rental contract. On July 31, 2025, at the bid opening meeting, we did receive one sealed bid package marked long-haul tractor trailer, specialty load, trailer, rental. This package was opened and reviewed by purchasing manager and was determined to be complete. The bid was from Sand Creek Land Construction, LLC. Approved 9.4 Approve a proposal from Pape Dawson to provide surveying and engineering services for the Mill Creek Tennis Complex in the amount of $58,670. Due to a major issue at Mill Creek Tennis Complex with asphalt cracks on all 10 courts along with tripping hazards and groundwater coming out the cracks on 4 of the courts, Tony Morgan, assistant director, had met with multiple tennis court experts, Public Works Department, engineers, and Natural Resources Conservation Service to determine the cause and how to resolve the problem. After chasing solutions, it was determined that we would turn over to engineers. With help from Ron Nelson, Bullock County Engineering Department, we contacted the firm WSP who referred us to Pape Dawson who met on site on June 27, 2025, to assess the project. See additional details in Tony Morgan's narrative, which is attached. Time is of the essence with this project. We have already shut down 4 courts with others on a fine line of being closed. Bullock County Board of Education also utilizes these courts as well. These courts are used by Statesboro High. We are pushing to get this project started with target completion date of March 1, 2026. After assessment of the project, Pape Dawson has submitted a proposal for providing surveying and engineering services for this project in the amount of $58,670. Included in the proposal will be topographic survey, utility locates, construction documents, permitting, project management, and construction phase services. Due to the professional services needed to repair the Mill Creek tennis courts to standard playing levels, we are asking you to approve the sole source proposal from Pape Dawson. This project would be paid through SPLOST funding. Tony Morgan, Assistant Director of the Recreation Department, spoke about the worsening condition of the tennis courts at Mill Creek Park. Morgan explained that the facility, built in 2011, serves as the home courts for Statesboro High School, while also hosting middle school matches, Georgia High School Association competitions, homeschool PE programs, and the county's own youth and adult tennis activities. The courts are also USTA certified, making them eligible to host tournaments. In fact, 8 sanctioned tournaments scheduled for 2025 were canceled due to unsafe conditions. Morgan described the problem as far more serious than surface wear. After cracks were patched and fiberglass overlays added in 2024, the situation worsened by spring 2025, with more than 700 new cracks and water seeping under the fiberglass. By January, 4 of the 10 courts had to be shut down for safety reasons. To determine the cause, the county engaged engineers, contractors, and even the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Initial speculation pointed to hydrostatic pressure or groundwater pushing upward, but test wells installed in May showed no groundwater issues. Instead, core samples revealed that water was penetrating existing cracks, saturating the soil beneath, and forcing moisture back up through the surface. After months of evaluation, the county turned to WSP engineers and consultant Tate Dawson, who prepared a proposal to oversee the repair project. Their scope includes surveying, utility work, storm drainage planning, construction phasing, and on-site project management through completion. The engineering proposal totals $58,670, with construction costs to be determined once design documents are complete. The project will be funded primarily through SPLOST dollars, though Morgan said conversations are underway with the U.S. Tennis Association about possible grant assistance. The goal is to start work by October 1 and have the courts ready by March 1, 2026, in time for the high school tennis season. Commissioners approved the engineering proposal unanimously, clearing the way for design and bid preparations to move forward. Approved 9.5 approve a resolution authorizing execution of an intergovernmental agreement between Bullock County and certain municipalities concerning a 1% floating local option sales and use tax. The presented resolution will approve an intergovernmental agreement between Bullock County and the municipalities of Statesboro, Brooklet, Portal, and Register calling for a referendum on imposing a floating local option sales and use tax, or FLOST, on November 4, 2025. Subject to referendum approval, the intergovernmental agreement provides that the rate of the tax is 1% and that it will be imposed for 5 years. In accordance with the FLOST statutes, this 1% sales and use tax must be used exclusively for ad valorem property tax relief. Assuming the referendum passes, the collection of the 1% FLOST will begin on January 1, 2026. Commissioners unanimously approved an intergovernmental agreement with the municipalities of Statesboro, Brooklet, Portal, and Register to move forward with a countywide referendum on a new 1% floating local option sales tax, FLOST. The referendum, set for November 4, 2025, will ask voters to decide on implementing the penny sales tax beginning January 1, 2026, if approved. By law, FLOST revenues must be used exclusively for ad valorem property tax relief and would remain in place for 5 years. County Attorney Jeff Akins noted that the smaller cities of Brooklet, Portal, and Register had already signed off on the agreement the week before, with Statesboro expected to vote on its approval later that evening. Approved 9.6 approve a contract with Kimley Horn & Associates, Inc. in the amount of $726,500 to provide design and engineering services for Stage 2 Final Design, FY25CPE05 Roadway Design Batch 1 Floyd Clark Road, Deer Run Court, Deer Run Lane, Grimshaw Road, Grimshaw Lane, and Prather Road, funded by TSPLOST. During its regular meeting on January 27, 2025, the Bullock County Board of Commissioners approved a contract with Kimley Horn & Associates, Incorporated in the amount of $554,900, for Project FY25CPE05 Roadway Design Batch 1, to provide Stage 1 preliminary design and engineering services for Floyd Clark Road, Deer Run Court, Deer Run Lane, Grimshaw Road, Grimshaw Lane, and Prather Road. The contract was executed January 29, 2025 and notice to proceed was issued 4 February 2025. This contract, also known as Individual Project Order #02, is in accordance with the Master Agreement between Bullock County and Kimley Horn & Associates, Incorporated for continuing professional services executed by both parties August 30, 2024. The total budget for the Phase 2 Final Design and Engineering Services is $726,500. The cost for this work will be funded by TSPLOST. The Engineering Office supports proceeding with Kimley Horn's Phase 2 Final Design and Engineering Services IPO No. 06 as proposed and recommends approval. County Engineer Ron Nelson presented a request to approve a $726,500 contract with Kimley Horn Associates to move into Stage 2 of the Batch 1 Roadway Design Project. Stage 1, which included survey work, concept plans, and preliminary plans, has already been completed. Stage 2 will finalize design and permitting for improvements to Floyd Clark Road, Deer Run Court, Deer Run Lane, Grimshaw Road, Grimshaw Lane, and Prather Road. Nelson noted that Grimshaw Road and Grimshaw Lane are the top priorities, with designs expected to be ready for bidding by February or March 2026. The remaining roads are slated for FY 2027, with work likely beginning in July of that year. Approved 9.7 approve a contract with Parker Engineering in the amount of $18,000 for design and engineering services for permanent repairs to a bridge culvert wingwall on Pleasant Hill Road, funded by TSPLOST. An existing reinforced concrete bridge box culvert on Pleasant Hill Road at Lots Creek, approximately 675 feet north of the Moore Road intersection, sustained damage during the August 2024 Tropical Storm Debbie flood event. Flood damage at this location of Pleasant Hill Road occurred last year during the Tropical Storm Debbie event on 6 August 2024, which produced 13.2 inches of rainfall from 4 August 2024 through 8 August 2024 in Bullock County. The damage to this culvert involves 1 wing wall on the inlet, upstream, end of the culvert, that sheared off near the connection point of the exterior culvert wall. The damage at this location was discovered by Bullock County Public Works immediately following the Tropical Storm Debbie event. The roadway did not sustain damage at this location. Bullock County Engineering held a scoping meeting with Parker Engineering in July 2025 to review this location in the field and to discuss the design and engineering approach for permanent repairs to this location. Parker Engineering provided a description of engineers' services dated 7 August 2025, which includes a proposal for professional services for the design and engineering of permanent repairs to replace the wing wall at this location. Proposed services included are as follows: 1. Surveying, 2. Civil engineering, 3. Bidding assistance, 4. Construction administration. Parker Engineering possesses the expertise, knowledge, and certifications necessary to provide design services for a project of this type. Parker Engineering will follow state, federal guidelines as previously followed for storm damage drainage repair projects in Bullock County. This location has been reviewed and qualified by FEMA for in-kind replacement public assistance reimbursement once funds become available. No improvements to existing structure. Delivery of final design plans for this project are anticipated during late fall 2025. The total budget to provide design and engineering services for permanent repairs to this bridge culvert on Pleasant Hill Road is $18,000. The engineering office supports proceeding with Parker Engineering's design and engineering services as proposed and recommends approval. Commissioners approved an $18,000 contract with Parker Engineering to provide design and engineering services for permanent repairs to the bridge culvert wing wall on Pleasant Hill Road. The project will be funded through TSPLOST, with the county seeking FEMA reimbursement since the damage is storm-related. County Engineer Ron Nelson explained that although Kimley Horn has handled most FEMA-related replacements for Bullock, this project was a good fit for Parker Engineering. He noted that Wesley Parker's firm recently managed a nearly identical FEMA repair project in Evans County, and their experience with federal requirements made them well-suited for the job. Nelson said this choice allows the county to stay on schedule and meet FEMA deadlines. The motion passed unanimously. Approved 9.8. Approve a contract with Parker Engineering in the amount of $33,000 for design and engineering services for permanent repairs to a reinforced concrete pipe drainage crossing on Metz Road. Funded by TSPLOST. An existing reinforced concrete pipe, RCP, drainage crossing on Metz Road, approximately 460 feet south of the Two Chop Road intersection, sustained damage during the August 2024 Tropical Storm Debbie flood event. Flood damage at this location of Metz Road occurred last year during the Tropical Storm Debbie event on 6 August 2024, which produced 13.2 inches of rainfall from 4 August 2024 through 8 August 2024 in Bullock County. The damage to this RCP drainage crossing involves four lines of 60-inch RCP and scour damage to the existing roadway embankment fill and pavement structure at the inlet, upstream, end of the drainage crossing. The damage at this location was discovered by Bullock County Public Works immediately following the Tropical Storm Debbie event. Bullock County Public Works was able to perform temporary repair work to this drainage crossing and the roadway shortly after the storm event in order to keep this road open to traffic. However, this location is in need of permanent repair work to effectively handle future storm events. Metz Road August 13, 2024 Metz Road June 24, 2025 Bullock County Engineering held a scoping meeting with Parker Engineering in July 2025 to review this location in the field and to discuss the design and engineering approach for permanent repairs to this location. Parker Engineering provided a description of engineers' services dated 7 August 2025, which includes a proposal for professional services for the design and engineering of permanent repairs to replace the 4. 4. Lines of 60-inch RCP, install inlet and outlet protection, restore roadway embankment fill, and restore roadway pavement structure at this location. Proposed engineering and design services are as follows. 1. Surveying. 2. Civil engineering. 3. Bidding assistance. 4. Construction administration. Parker Engineering possesses the expertise, knowledge, and certifications necessary to provide design services for a project of this type. Parker Engineering will follow state, federal guidelines as previously followed for storm damage drainage repair projects in Bullock County. This location has been reviewed and qualified by FEMA for in-kind replacement public assistance reimbursement once funds become available. Delivery of final design plans for this project are anticipated during late fall 2025. The total budget to provide design and engineering services for permanent repairs to this RCP drainage crossing on Metz Road is $33,000. The engineering office supports proceeding with Parker Engineering's design and engineering services as proposed and recommends approval. The cost for this work will be funded by TSPLOST. Approved 9.9 approved task order FY26ROWE03A in the amount of $16,350 to perform right-of-way acquisition services along Yahart Road within the proposed cul-de-sac location, funded by TSPLOST. This is to request approval from the Board of Commissioners for Bullock County to enter into task order FY26ROWE03A with Johnson, Miermuren, and Thompson, Incorporated. JMT. For the purpose of right-of-way acquisition on Yahart Road within the proposed cul-de-sac location. The scope of this work is being requested in accordance with the Master Services Contract for County Road Right-of-Way Acquisition Services with JMT approved by the Board of Commissioners during the 4th of January 2025 regular meeting. Bullock County contracted with EMC Engineering Services February 15, 2023 to design and engineer paving and drainage improvements along Yahart Road beginning at Setwell Road, extending approximately 2,870 feet and terminating into a cul-de-sac. EMC Engineering Services completed the construction plans July 24, 2025. The engineering office requested a fee proposal from JMT for right-of-way acquisition services along Yahart Road within the proposed cul-de-sac location. JMT submitted task order FY26ROWE03A in the amount of $16,350. OO to provide right-of-way acquisition services along JA Road as previously described. The engineering office is in support of JMT's proposed task order to provide right-of-way acquisition services along Yahart Road and recommends approval. The cost for this work will be funded by TSPLOST. Approved 9.10 approved task order FY26ROWE03B in the amount of $36,500 to perform right-of-way acquisition services along Yahart Road from Zetwell Road to the proposed cul-de-sac. Funded by TSPLOST. This is to request approval from the Board of Commissioners for Bullock County to enter into task order FY26ROWE03B with Johnson, Miermuren, and Thompson, Incorporated, JMT. For the purpose of right-of-way acquisition along Yahart Road beginning at Zetwell Road and extending to an ending prior to the proposed cul-de-sac. The scope of this work is being requested in accordance with the Master Services Contract for County Road Right-of-Way Acquisition Services with JMT approved by the Board of Commissioners during the 4th of January 2025 regular meeting. Bullock County contracted with EMC Engineering Services February 15, 2023 to design and engineer paving and drainage improvements along Yahart Road beginning at Setwell Road, extending approximately 2,870 feet and terminating into a cul-de-sac. EMC Engineering Services completed the construction plans July 24, 2025. The engineering office requested a cost estimate from JMT for right-of-way acquisition services along Yahart Road beginning at Zetwell Road and extending to an ending prior to the proposed cul-de-sac, excluding the cul-de-sac. JMT submitted task order FY26ROW03B in the amount of $36,500 to provide right-of-way acquisition services along JA Road as previously described. The engineering office is in support of JMT's proposed task order to provide right-of-way acquisition services along Yahart Road and recommends approval. The cost for this work will be funded by TSPLOST. X. Commission and staff comments. County Engineer Ron Nelson provided a series of road project updates, beginning with good news. Neville's Denmark Road reopened to traffic on August 18, 2025, after being closed for 377 days. The project, completed by Reeves Construction with design work by Kimley Horn, finished ahead of schedule with a new triple box culvert. Nelson also gave updates on several other projects. Cypress Lake Road Bridge, the project remains on schedule. 30% design plans are expected by mid-September, with geotechnical work beginning the same month. Final plans are anticipated in early 2026, with contractor procurement in April and a projected reopening in August 2027 following a 15-month construction period. Lakeview Road Improvements. The Georgia Department of Transportation awarded a project to McClendon Enterprises to add 7.56 miles of paved shoulders, new striping, signage, and grass restoration from the Statesboro city limits to Old River Road. Work is expected to begin August 25, 2025. Country Club Road, FEMA has approved $891,000 in funding for repairs. Final design plans are expected by February 2026, with construction beginning later that spring. The road is anticipated to reopen in September 2026. GW Oliver Road, FEMA is still reviewing hydraulic and hydrology reports. The project carries an estimated cost of $2.3 million for a 150-foot, 33-foot-wide multi-span bridge. Design and permitting should be complete by April 2026, with construction starting that summer. Like Cypress Lake, the road is projected to reopen in August 2027. Nelson credited the county's engineering partners for keeping projects on track and said the updates demonstrate steady progress in addressing storm-damaged and high-traffic roads across the county. Commissioner Nick Newkirk used his time to ask Planning and Development Director James Pope about the process of revisiting the county's growth map 2045. He noted that with three new commissioners on the board, there had been discussion about whether the map should be updated. Pope explained that changes to the comprehensive plan could either be handled as a simple amendment, much like a zoning case requiring a public hearing and notification to the Department of Community Affairs, DCA, or, if deemed more extensive, as a full update, which would take roughly 5 months and involve community input through a planning committee. Pope also noted that the county already has a consultant search underway for an impact fee study, which would eventually require updates to the comprehensive plan and could be an opportunity to revisit the growth map at the same time. Newkirk closed by informing the public that he would not be able to attend the upcoming tax hearing scheduled for Thursday, August 21st. He emphasized that his absence was due to a prior commitment in Brooklet, not because he was avoiding the hearing. Commissioner Toby Connor spoke near the end of the meeting, tying in his own personal experience with the day's public comments on taxes. He noted that a citizen earlier in the meeting had seemed nervous while addressing the board, but reminded everyone that commissioners are normal folk, just like everybody else. Connor then shared a lighthearted story about an incident the previous afternoon on Arcola Road. He said he came across one of the county's fire trucks parked on the dirt road during a lift assist call. Instead of waiting, he tried to drive around it, only to end up stuck in the ditch. "Sometimes I was sitting there, I was thinking, you know, I should have just been patient," Connor said, adding that the moment reminded him of what the county often faces: delays, challenges, and the need for patience. He reflected that the lesson applied to both his situation and many of the concerns voiced during the meeting, where citizens urged the board to take their time and make careful decisions. Commissioner Ray Mosley also thanked the Public Works team for all they do. Chairman David Bennett closed the meeting by reminding citizens to be cautious during the new school year as buses, farm equipment, and foggy conditions make roads more hazardous. He urged residents to prepare now for hurricane season by having evacuation plans, backup power for medical needs, and arrangements for pets since shelters may not accept them. Bennett also highlighted the importance of the Bullock County Correctional Institute, noting that its 160 inmates all work or pursue education, providing significant cost savings and community benefit. He closed by thanking Warden Toole and his staff before the board entered executive session to discuss personnel. 11. Executive session, personnel. 12. Adjourn.